let's speak to radio host and political commentator Navid Nasr, who joins us via Skype from Zagreb. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Nasr. Now, first of all, considering how strategic a victory this has been, or this is going to be for the Syrian army and the government, why are we not hearing more about it, specifically in the mainstream media?
Well, the reason we're not hearing more about it in the mainstream media is because this is pretty much the last nail in the coffin for a six-year-long project, which is the destabilization and eventual dismemberment of Syria along ethnic and sectarian lines. This was planned years ago, from what we know now, from what has been discovered, and from information that Western intelligence agencies were circulating among themselves well before this crisis started, even things that Seymour Hersh was putting out a decade or so ago. This has been a long project, and the unraveling of it is not a cause for celebration, not in the halls of power, not in government, not in the think tanks, not in the NGOs, and certainly not in the media, who've been at the forefront of pushing, maybe not Daesh specifically, although they've soft-pedaled Daesh, but specifically the quote-unquote FSA, which has really, really unraveled in the last two or three years, that whole thing. But they've been at the forefront of that for years, and they're not going to now all of a sudden celebrate a victory by the forces on the ground in Syria that they've been demonizing for half a dozen years now, chiefly the Syrian Arab Army, Hezbollah, and the Russian and Iranian military.
Right. Then, Mr. Nasr, it obviously raises the question, as we raised in our report, will those countries within the region and in the West who have been backing groups, terrorist groups on Syrian soil, will they recalculate, reevaluate, and maybe change their directions as far as which side they're supporting in Syria?
It's possible, but such a thing will only be short-term and strategic. We're seeing something similar to that now with Turkey and Qatar. Far be it from me to give advice to any state that has been on the right side of this conflict since the beginning, but when it comes to Turkey and Qatar, personally, I'd be more comfortable hugging and kissing poisonous snakes at this point. It's really not a good idea to show either of these entities, you know, your back right now. And Turkey is going to become, I feel, the base for the next operation years down the road when it's attempted again against Syria. Half the Tekfiris and their supporters and their families have already fled either to Turkey or Lebanon or Europe. This is just going to be down the road, not a year or two, but maybe a few years down the road. It'll be just like what happened with the Ikhwan in the early 80s when their quote-unquote revolution also proved to be a spectacular failure, and them and most of their families also fled to Turkey, Lebanon, Europe, etc., and the U.S.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Navid Nasr, radio host and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Zagreb. Mr. Nasr, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV, as always.